You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah chapter 8 verse 11 to 13. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of these people, saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that these people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. The scripture says that we should not walk the way other people walk, but that we should walk in the way of the Lord. But in this passage, it says that you should sanctify the Lord of hosts, and him must we hallow, or him must we fear. In fact, it says, let him be your fear and let him be your dread. I pray that the Lord will be your fear and that the Lord will be your dread. The person we are to fear is God. It's not man. It's not poverty. It's not economic hardship. In fact, when we fear God, we will discover that we fear nothing else. I pray that we will truly fear God. Man is usually concerned with a lot of fears, but he's not concerned about the real fear. That's the fear of the Lord. The scripture says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The person we are to fear is God. Many people are afraid of Satan. That's quite interesting. I'm wondering, why are you afraid of Satan? For what? You are afraid of evil men. But the person you should fear is God. The Bible says, if the will of a man pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemy to be at peace with him. Satan cannot do anything. We have said that very often. Satan can't do anything. It is God that judges. It is the person who judges that has the power. Satan cannot do anything. Satan can deceive you. Satan deceived Adam and Eve. But that was all he could do. He went away. It was God that now came and pronounced judgment even upon Satan himself. Now, when you continue to examine the scripture, you will see that though Satan deceives people, the judgment always, always comes from God. The same thing will happen at the end of the age, where books will be opened, and whosoever name was not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. It won't be Satan that will do that casting. In fact, Satan himself, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and everyone whose name is not written in the book of life, those who receive the mark of the beast, everyone will be cast into the eternal lake of fire, not by the devil. So the person we should fear is God. Did you know that our salvation is not just a deliverance from what Satan can do? It's actually a deliverance from the wrath of God. The Bible said that because the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. What we should fear is the wrath of God. Brethren, it's so sweet, it's so blessed, it's so wonderful for God to be on your side. May you never experience that you will be an opponent of God. When God is not on your side, when God is against you, you are finished, and you are completely finished, and you are finished completely. Because who is he that is going to help you? That's why the person we should focus on is the Lord. We are being focused on enemies. You have no problem with enemies. The person you should seek to please is God. You are fornicating and you are praying for enemies to die. You will be the first person to die. Don't you understand that the wrath of God is coming because of these sins? The person we should dread, look at the way the Bible puts it. It says, let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. If you ever dread anything, don't let it be pandemic. Don't let it be disease. Let it be God. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.